This is episode number 523 with the viral magician, Julius Dean. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. J.K. Rowling said, "We do not need magic to transform our world. We carry all of the power we need inside ourselves already." Welcome to today's interview. We have Julius Dean in the house. Born and raised in London, he has fast become one of the world's most recognized social media stars through his magic and viral videos on Facebook, Instagram, and everywhere online, mixing together mind-blowing magic with hilarious pranks, travel, culture. Julius Dean has over 10 million followers across his online platforms. His videos have received over 1 billion views, and every time he puts out a video now, it gets 50 plus million views per video. It's amazing how he's hacked the social media world, how he's hacked culture, how he's hacked the travel world through his skill and talent, magic. And some of the things we cover today are why doing magic brings everyone together. Also, whether storytelling or doing tricks is more powerful to captivate an audience. The value of a loyal social media following and what you can create with it. Why the first 3 seconds of any video online are so vital and the elements you need to have in them. The key components of any viral video and how to make sure you create a viral video every time it comes out. How to succeed in a super competitive industry and so much more. I think you guys are going to love this one. Before we dive in, I want to give a shout out to our fan and review of the week. This is from Mitch Midi 1, who said, "The School of Greatness podcast is absolutely my go-to podcast. On my frequent commutes throughout the day between appointments and meetings, I delve into the inspiring lessons and stories from successful leaders of our world. I find myself naturally referencing what I learned in a recent podcast in conversations, integrating myself with the knowledge of my new mentors. Thank you so much, Lewis Howes, for bringing these new people into my life and for expertly navigating their interviews in a seemingly effortless way that only you can do." Thank you so much, Mitchie Mid 1, for that. And if you haven't left your review yet about the podcast, just go on over to iTunes or your podcast app. Leave a review for your chance to get a shout out as the review and fan of the week. All right, guys, let's get into the show. I'm super pumped for this. Get ready for some magic with the one, the only, Julius Dean.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals, knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the School of Greatness podcast. We have Mr. Black Magic himself, Julius Dean, in the house.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good to see you. Now, you have, I think you've gained over 1 billion views on your videos. You're one of the biggest social media stars right now, specifically on Facebook, with over 10 million fans. You've got videos that have over 100 million views, and it seems like every video put out now gets at least like 30, 40, 50 million views within a few days.
Right.
So you've kind of cracked the code on a couple of things. One, doing funny magic that's like mind-blowing, inspiring, fun. You have this kind of fun-loving approach to it. And two, translating your craft, your art, into something that people see all over the world. And most people have... neither of those. They don't have a talent, and they don't know how to turn their talent in that's shared to the world. And then some people who have a powerful gift that no one knows about them, or they get 1,000 views, haven't learned how to translate it into millions of views,
right,
or millions of fans or an audience.
Right.
You've done both of those. You're only 23. You're from London. And it's been fun to connect. This is our third time meeting this week, right? We met a few nights ago, then another night. So it's been really cool to connect with you, and I'm excited that you're here. So thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for inviting
me. Well, you did a couple tricks for my team before. It's funny, Sarah, my assistant, she's like got nervous when I showed her one of your videos yesterday. She's like, "What is this guy doing? How is he doing all this stuff?"
Yeah, she ran away from me.
She ran away. Yeah, I saw that. She was like praying this morning. She's like, "I don't know when he's going to show up." And I go, "Don't worry, it's all just magic."
Yeah.
But I'm excited you're here, man. It's been cool. And when did you first get into the idea of magic? When was your first trick? Or when were you like, I want to be like that magician?
Yeah, so it was just when I was a kid. I was 9 years old. I picked up a magic set and I was like, whoa, this is cool. Started doing it, getting reactions. And then I fell in love with the art. And over the last 10 years, I've just been performing at higher and higher levels. And you know, when I was 14, 15, I got my first job doing a bar mitzvah. And
really?
Then I started doing a few parties. And then whilst I was at university, I got into social media.
Really?
Twitch changed the
Where did you go to school?
I went to
university.
King's College London.
King's College. Okay. So you were going to school. Were you making money as a magician before then?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I was getting the odd
something
gig.
Or?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I thought I was killing life. I was like, well, I'm getting
250 bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Cash.
right. And what were you going to school for then?
I was studying international relations, like history, economic type thing. Yeah, at my university. And I was going because, you know, my parents were like, right, you know, you don't know what you're doing in your life. Being a magician,
this magic thing isn't going to make any money. It's just a hobby.
Yeah, well, they didn't say that, but they just said, look, it's good to have multiple options.
Got it.
And it doesn't hurt you to have a degree if you don't know what you're doing.
Sure. Did you always think you wanted to be a magician, like a full-time working magician, or was it
I actually wasn't interested in being just a magician. I was always was entrepreneurial. I was always thinking of ways I could expand my enterprise, which is why I got into social media, because social media is a way of scaling a business as a magician.
Right.
Yeah.
But did you think that magic was the tool that you wanted to be working in, at least?
I actually had ups and downs with magic. So I was obsessed with magic, and then whilst I was at university, I enjoyed it, but I saw it as more of a tool to be able to talk to people and you know, to be able to like really break the ice very quickly. And then I in the last year I kind of moved away from it a bit, and then I've really got back into it in the last year.
Really?
Yeah.
So you moved away for a couple of years, or like a year?
Yeah, it's kind of ups and downs.
Some months you're in it, and then other months you're like, I'm taking a break.
Yeah, exactly. Because I became known as, when I was at university, I became known as the magician. And everywhere I would go, people would say, oh, do it. Oh, mate, he's a magician. Yeah, show him a trick.
Sometimes you're like, all right, I'm over this.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, I'm a human being as well.
Yeah, let me just like enjoy my moment.
Yeah.
The first thing he came in, I was like, do a trick.
Yeah, downstairs was a security guy as well.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you're from Facebook. Yeah.
Does that get old for you when you're constantly asked to do stuff then, or no?
I came to a decision in my life. I was like, right. So I've built a social media following, and I've got a big audience now. Do I want to be defined as a magician? because I know that for the rest of my life, wherever I go in the world, people are going to ask me, I'll do a trick. You're the magician from Instagram or Facebook. And then I thought, you know what? It's fun. Like, it's really fun to be able to just entertain and amaze. So I was like, you know what? Let's do this.
Embrace it.
Exactly.
Embrace it. And you bring in this level of, again, it's fun. People remember it. Mm. You know, you do something where people are always going to remember you when you do a trick. You know, if you just have a normal conversation with someone,
it's very true.
May not be as memorable as like that one guy. I'm still blown away at how he did it, or it was just a fun moment.
Yeah.
And you bring other people around. Yeah. Again, it's the best icebreaker.
Yeah,
I don't know any other icebreaker that has an effect of shock, awe, inspire, like wonder. You know, how did he do that?
Exactly. So, it makes people little kids again. People forget about their insecurities and trying to be cool, and people just become little kids again. It's a great way of breaking people down and getting right into the heart of who they are as a person.
Yeah. And because when you are blown away and you react like a crazy, like 3-year-old, that your mind is blown, you don't look cool when you're like, no way. And you're like freaking out.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's hilarious, man. Yeah. So you've learned to embrace it now.
Right.
And you don't mind when people ask you, you've always got something on, you've got a deck of cards, you've got something pretty much all the time, right? You're ready to go. And are there tricks that you do that are better, that you're better than other things? Like, can you do things that just are sleight of hand that you don't even need, like props or anything? Or you like card tricks, or do you have a certain style of tricks that you like the most?
Yeah, so I have a variety. Every magician has a pack of cards, as do I. I think it's really important to be able to do things without packs of cards. I get asked very commonly, oh, can you do something without a pack of cards? Mm-hmm. And I can. So that's actually what I've incorporated into my videos. I try and do things that belong to people, like using phones, using rings.
Rings, coins,
exactly,
dollars.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Because I mean, that's more impromptu. People are like, whoa, this is my belonging. So it's, it's not a setup.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. What gets the best reaction?
Best reaction is stuff that's super visual. The closer it is to real magic, the better the reaction. You know, sometimes you can magicians can beat around the bush with a pack of cards, put it in, you know, all this complicated, you know there's something going on,
right? Some slip. But
with the videos that I create, I try and make every clip, you know, 10 seconds or so, 10 to 15 seconds, and the trick is just super, super visual. So bang, something crazy happens, everyone freaks out, next clip, moving on.
Wow.
Yeah. If you can make it fast paced, if you can make it like real magic, people are going to believe it's real magic. They're going to give you that reaction.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So in a moment, we're gonna do a couple tricks.
Yeah.
And then after we do these tricks, I want to talk about and breaking down how to create the viral and viral moments through video on social media, and how to grow your audience using this, because you've kind of cracked the code. You've got a formula that we were talking about the other night. So I think it'd be really fascinating to learn how you grew so quickly in really like a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
Kind of all this happened in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And how you're now teaching others. You did one case study where I'm not sure where this guy's at right now, but you showed me he had like 6,000 fans on 600. Facebook. 600 fans.
This was 2 days ago.
2 days ago. And then you showed me that like 6 hours later at night, he had like 80,000 fans.
Yeah.
Do you know where he's at?
Yeah.
What's he at?
Almost 300,000.
300,000 from one video.
Yeah.
So not only have you done this for yourself, but you've replicated and taught someone else how to do it, which I think is fascinating for my audience to learn, because we have a lot of people that are entrepreneurs that want to grow their business and learn about content creation. So we'll set up that trick first through you showing a trick and some of your magic on the podcast. So do you have one? You said you had two for us, right?
Yeah, I brought a couple of tricks along.
Okay, let's do one first.
Right, we'll do one. So I'm going to show you something with a pack of cards.
Okay.
Now, you know, I said to you that everyone asks me to do magic all the time.
Yes.
I do love it. I love being the magician, right? I've embraced it. But sometimes I'm like, I'm going to take a step out.
Mm.
Right. So I brought with me my little friend today. All right, this is him over here.
Okay.
You see him?
The guy holding the cards, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming out of a canton.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And wait, where's the camera? Where's the camera? Is that the camera?
Right,
can you see it right there? All right. So I'm going to get you to think of a card.
Okay.
All right. Thinking of a card?
Yes.
All right. Say the card.
King of Diamonds.
King of Diamonds. It's my little man over there, little cartoon character. I'm going to go through. Check this out. Little man. Look, he's getting into the cannon. Do you see that?
Uh-huh. Oh, I like it. Now, how did you create that?
Oh, I just drew on every card.
Nice. He did the trick.
Yeah, there you go. I'll do it one more time just so you see that. Look,
yes.
Little man, he's getting into the cannon.
Yes.
He's shooting out the cards. He's got one card. It's the King of Diamonds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Smooth.
There you go.
Smooth operator.
There we go, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And you got one more trick? Should we do it now? Or
yeah.
It's up to you.
Let's do it now.
Let's do it.
I'm going to show you this, right? So, as a magician, trying to influence people in different ways, okay? So, I've got a pack of cards. Right. Now, you're a smart guy. How many cards in a pack?
52, right?
52 cards, right. So, if you're going to split them into four equal piles.
Don't ask me to do math, but what is that?
Four piles of 13.
13, okay. 13.
All right, so you need to instinctively just take off 13 cards and put them over there. All right, hold on. Okay, you need to do this instinctively, right? Because if you follow your intuition, this is going to work. All right, you're going to take off 13 cards. We're going to split them into four equal piles, and it's going to be through intuition. All right, so 52 cards in the pack. 3, 2, 1, take off 13 cards, put them there. All right, how do you think you did?
I think it's a little more.
Yeah, all right, fine. Another 13, put them there. Here we go, just intuition, go with the flow. Boom, last 13, put them there. Okay, how do you think you've done?
Close.
Close?
I don't know. Close, it felt good.
Yeah? It felt good? All right, let's see.
Felt good, but
all right, let's see.
Might be one or two off.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All right, wasn't quite the 13.
Yes.
But you did cut to the four aces.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
All the cards are different, by the way.
Wow. So I cut to the aces, but not equally. But still pretty impressive.
Yeah, you cut to four aces.
That's interesting. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's weird. You followed your intuition.
I don't know how I did it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, you're the magician, dude. Who would have thought? Should be a bit worried, right? Giving away the tricks of virality.
Wow.
If you're going
to. I'm not sure how it's done. But that's pretty cool.
You did it, dude. I didn't touch it. Nice. Wow.
Okay. Cool. I'll have to ask him how he did it later.
Uh-huh.
I like it, man. I like it. What's your favorite trick to do?
Favorite trick? I don't have a favorite trick.
You don't have a favorite trick?
No. I just test it on the individual. Like you're obviously, you're business orientated.
Uh-huh.
You're a thoughtful guy. You seem intellectual. So I thought that this is kind of cool because I'm taking a step back.
Yeah.
And you know the odds of you cutting four aces next to none.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought that would be cool. Sometimes if you've got a really giggly person, I'll do something a little bit more visual where it's just bang. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
That'd be Christine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Amazing, man.
You know what I did with Christine earlier with the balls just pop, jumping into her hand.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, yeah. And then I was holding balls afterwards.
Exactly.
Another version of balls.
Yeah. he's got to wear it up. As a magician, I'm a performer as well. I've got to wear up each situation and just figure out what the best thing
is. How much of it is the trick itself and how much of it is the setup and the storytelling and the persuasion for you?
Storytelling. Well, it's funny because I would say storytelling is everything, but because I'm creating viral online videos, it's actually become more about the trick because every clip has to be short.
10 seconds.
Yeah. So
there's not as much storytelling.
Exactly, yeah. So for live performance, it's about the story, it's about the character. But for virality, I'd say it's as much about the trick. You know, when you see David Blaine and Dynamo and Chris Angel, right? Like, a lot of these guys don't have huge personalities, right? But it's their kind of
the
dark,
intensity
mysterious.
Their...
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes an amazing magic is what, you know, drives their brand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you feel like because you're more of this, you know, you have this humor-based magic, I would say, in general, right? You bring more like kind of laughter and fun love to it. Do you think that's to your advantage or to disadvantage based on these other characters who are more dark and mysterious?
Yeah. Well, it's all about being, I think it's important to be different, not to follow the trend. There's been trends in the magic world. You had the David Copperfields with the suited and booted with the white rabbits and that style of magic. Then he moved over in the 21st century to the street magic. You've got the David Blaines, you've got
Chris Angels,
right? And now with the rise of social media, you've got TV shows like The Carbonara Effect, which are prank orientated. You've got viral YouTube, like the pranksters and the magic that have a more comedy element, and the hidden camera shows. And that's the more the style that I'm focusing on.
Yeah.
I'm still about the mind-blowing mind messing magic stuff, but I have a more fun, enjoyable millennial style to it rather than taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
That's my style. Just enjoying life.
And how much do you study the craft? Do you study it and research it a lot? I know you have consultants that you work with as well on kind of developing new tricks and coming up with new stories. But how much do you personally feel like you're just studying, researching, mastering, breaking down how a magician did something so you can learn and apply it to your style?
Yeah. Well, look, I'm immersed in the magic world. If I go on my Facebook feed, you know, it's 50% my rivals on Facebook.
Really?
And, well, you know, it's
just big watching them.
Watching them, bit of news and a lot of magic, other magicians. I'm in the magic circle in the UK, which is this kind of elite magic society, which only a few thousand people are in it in the wild. And we all share tricks all the time. And, you know, we're constantly in conversation. So I'm very involved in the magic world. I'm constantly learning new tricks. Really? I do have consultants because I'm focused so much on the creative and the kind of the business side of things that often I don't have time to kind of strategize.
Creative.
Exactly. Yeah. But the way it works with my kind of recent trend of videos is to do magic in different parts of the world on a weekly basis. So I've just released the Miami video this morning. Last week I released a New York video. You know, in the last couple of weeks I've done Ibiza, I've done Rome, and it's creating fan bases in those areas. But I've got about 5 titles lined up. I have my magic consultant who's working on different tricks for that, and then I'll come up with some concepts as well. We'll sit down together, we'll kind of figure out what the best tricks are, what's going to go the most viral,
practice,
and then we'll go shoot them.
Well, how often how long does it take for you to practice something until you feel like you've actually mastered it, where you can get it 9 out of 10 times, or, you know, 99 out of 100 times, you've like performed it perfectly? And
Well, I'd say the first getting the first 90% of a trick. So if you say 100% is the best you can get a trick, first 90% can be learned quite relatively quickly.
Yeah,
but it's that final 10% that can take months or years to learn.
Really?
Wow.
And so when you learn a new trick, do you start performing it a week later? Like if you learn it in a few days, or do you kind of wait a few months where you're like, okay, let me really perfect this?
No, I'm fast. Also, you've got to remember, like, this isn't live performance. I'm filming this. So if I mess up, I just do it again.
Do it again.
You know?
Yeah. So you don't need it to be perfect every time. You can just do it. And
yeah.
You do fail videos as well where you're like, oh, we messed up.
Right. That was initially, a couple of tricks where I didn't get it right. And then there was a situation, I can't remember what happened. Oh yeah, this is what it was. It was in my Rome video that went insane. It's on 135 million views on Facebook, over a million shares. And what it was these three Asian ladies sitting by like the Colosseum.
I saw this one.
You saw exactly. You burst out laughing. You saw that in front of me. Yeah.
Yes.
And I went over to them and I plucked like a sponge ball from behind their ear. Right. And I was expecting, you know, applause, just some type of reaction. And they just stared at me. Right. And I just kind of stared at them. And there was just this moment of nothingness. And, you know, I put that into the video as this kind of fast paced, viral, you know, like crazy, like high energy magic, like boom, boom, boom. Everyone's, you know, tagging their friends, sharing. But then the most tags seem to be from
the comments.
This clip. Exactly. The most comments where everyone's tagging their friends going, lol, this is, yeah. So I was
like,
wow.
It's from the fail trip.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then I have the slow mo with the sad music.
Yes. Dun, 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 all dun, around me.
Half of me. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't say that too much. You might get striked on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're allowed to do like a 2-second clip or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am, or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Amazing. Yeah. So you started realizing that you started testing these different things. What was the first video that actually went viral for you? When was it?
So the first video that went viral was not even magic. It was actually it was like a snake prank, right? And I just took a fake snake and I put it on people in London on South Bank, and I made a little compilation of it, posted it online, and it just started getting hundreds of thousands of shares. And I think the video is now 50 million Facebook views.
Wow! When was this? A year ago?
This was about a year ago.
So it wasn't even a magic trick.
Right, it was a prank video. Yeah, yeah.
And then when did you try to do the magic style of a viral video?
So the magic style was, well, I'd basically been incorporating magic the whole way. So bits and pieces of magic, kind of more prank, sketch orientated videos. And then my first viral magic video was called The Invisible Chair Illusion. Right, and I basically...
It's where you sit down and one leg or whatever.
Right, exactly. And then I can lean back. It's like The Matrix.
I always wonder how that trick happens.
Aha, keep wondering, my friend.
Yeah, I've always wondered that. I don't know if I saw... I think I saw a video of someone else doing this. I don't know if it was with you.
Yeah, it's actually funny.
They just sit down and they're like reading a paper and you're like...
That's exactly what I did, yeah.
So you did that trick.
Yeah, I did that trick and then it trended. I think it got like 500,000 views on YouTube and then like 20, 30 million views on Facebook.
Just doing it in different locations and getting reactions to the crowd or the people walking by.
Exactly.
Homeless people like, well, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Interesting. So exactly. That was about a year ago as well?
Yeah, about a year. Roughly.
Right afterwards, the snake trick?
Yeah, huh. I just started. I was a production machine. When I started the social media game, I was a production machine. Like I would go. I was third year of university. I'm 23 now. I was 22 back then. Or, you know, maybe just turning 22. So it was about a year and a half. Yeah. And I was, you know, intent on building my social media profile. So I didn't have a lot of money in the bank, but I would hire like videographers on Craigslist or Gumtree for like $50 to $100. They'd come out with me for the day. We'd come up with a concept. We'd go out, film it all day, have a laugh. And then I would take the footage, go home, edit it up. Mm. And I would post it online the same day. It was in like the drive I had back then. And I was making 3-4 videos a week. So I was really production machine. I was production, editing, you know, protagonist and the actor in the video. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Creating the storyline, creating everything.
Exactly. And then I had the situation with one of my videos just pop. And the thing about social media is once one thing goes viral, your audience will just come. It's crazy.
Mm. So the first videos weren't going as viral, maybe it sounds like, until how long were you doing these 3-4 videos a week until one popped?
Yeah, I was probably about six, seven months.
Really?
6-7 months of nothingness.
What's nothingness? No. A couple thousand views or 10,000 views maybe? Yeah, exactly. Is this on Facebook or YouTube or both?
This is on both, basically.
So a couple thousand views.
Well, actually, I'll tell you. It was, a couple of thousand views. Right. Now, should I tell you about my strategy in terms of how I blew up?
Yeah, yeah. But so, first off, I mean, yes, I want to hear that. All right. So you did the snake video first, which got how many views?
About 30, 40 million.
And then after that, you started doing 3-4 videos a week for months?
No. I was doing 3-4 videos. Actually, I'll tell you, it wasn't the snake video that went viral first. It was a prank video with a girl. That was the first video that popped. But it was basically the same time as the snake video. They were within about 2-3 days of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
The first video that went absolutely bonkers was like a prank war I did with this girl who was like my girlfriend at the time. And then I posted that video online, and that's what popped.
Got it. And this was after 6 months of you doing videos that weren't doing anything.
They were doing a little bit, bits and pieces. Yeah, yeah. I was getting some traction, but I had about 10,000 likes.
Yeah, you know, that's it.
Throughout. Yeah, yeah. It was a grind.
For 6 months, trying, working every single day, 10,000 fans.
Yeah, yeah.
10,000 to 50,000 views, maybe a video max.
Right. Exactly.
What kept you like continuing to do this when you weren't making any money? Your audience wasn't growing. You weren't seeing the views grow.
Yeah.
Why'd you keep doing this grind? Yeah. You know, 10, 12 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, it's the social media. Building a following is priceless. You can't buy a social media following. So I saw the value in that. I still do. And the fact I was getting some positive comments, I think
drove me enough.
Yeah.
And you were in college. You didn't have too many responsibilities. Yeah.
There was a level of boredom.
Right.
There was absolutely. I was at university.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know how it is in America, but in the UK, you sometimes get 6, 7, 8 hours a week of lecture time.
Yeah,
right?
Bored.
Right. My degree was relatively easy. I had a lot of free time. I had some options. I could either go to the societies or the clubs, and I was like, right, I really want to build the social media. I'm doing some magic gigs. I understand the kind of the magic world, mm-hmm. And I understand, you know. Also, I spent a year in UCLA, so I met a lot of the kind of Vine community.
Yes.
So I was, when I got back to the UK from my year abroad, I was intent on building what they'd already done. It's crazy. These people in LA,
machines.
They built, you know, fantastic incomes and fantastic careers off their hard work in their childhood and their young adulthood. Yeah. So when I got back to London, I was like, right, I really should have been making videos. So yeah, I just did it, and I was driven, and I think it was a mixture of free time,
boredom,
bit of boredom, okay, mm-hmm. And also good fitness. I think if you know when you're going to the gym every day and you're eating super healthy, mm-hmm. you just your mind is in a different
place. You have ideas running all the time, exactly. And you want to go do
exactly.
create
exactly yeah. exactly.
And you wanted to build something,
yeah.
But it still took you some time to kind of figure it out. These 6 month window of time where you weren't really doing much, but it was kind of like your testing ground. You were seeing what worked, what didn't work.
Right.
Then you figured out the model. It sounds like you did a couple of videos that went viral. And is that when you were like, okay, now I see all the elements that need to be in right. one video for it to have the potential to get some traction? Right. Is that what you kind of recognize? Aha moment. Or?
Yeah. So let me give you the rundown. Right. So I had no followers, no likes. Step one. Get my friends and family to like my page, right? You know, message everyone, hey, can you like my page?
Beg them, please. Yeah, exactly. I don't have anything cool, but do it anyways.
Yeah. And it's funny because I sent everyone that question, the same copied and pasted. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you like my page,
too,
please?
Man.
Exactly. And it's funny because these people hit me up like a year and a half later, and like, oh, hey, like I'm doing a fundraiser, and I just see like the previous thing is me asking them a question.
Yeah,
you know, it's interesting that. Yeah. But that was step one. And then, so step two, which was going to take me from about 1,000 likes to 7,000 likes overnight, was what I would do is I was thinking, how could I make my videos get some traction? Okay, so on YouTube, it was about Reddit, trying to get on the front page of Reddit, just trying to get, I mean, I'd have like fake proxy accounts doing upvotes and stuff, which is how some of my videos got like 1 million views, but more Facebook orientated. What I would do is I would reach out to pages that have followings. Right. And there are so many pages on Facebook with, you know, 200,000 likes, 400,000 likes, etc., as there are YouTube channels with 200,000 subscribers, etc. So I would basically message hundreds of them and say, hey, got a great video. Can you share my video? And the way I would find these pages is I would go onto another viral page. So, for example, like, you know, whatever, go onto Tiger's page, and then I would click on all the shares. So say it's got 100,000 shares on a video. I would just choose one person. Right, who and their public profiles because they appear in the shares, and then I would just go on that profile and just scroll through their newsfeed, this random person somewhere in the world, and just see what stuff they'd shared, and it's usually from pages. So then I would just find loads of random pages from around the world through finding these random people from these, you know, public celebrities or viral pages, and I would send them the message, hey, I've got a great video, can you share that video? Right. And I sent so many messages I ended up getting blocked for a day. What happened is after sending a couple of hundred messages, I eventually got a response.
Yeah, you got 10, 20 different pages that are like, sure, I'll share it out. Interesting, right?
Well, it wasn't 10, 20 pages, but there were a few.
Okay.
Some asked for money.
Yeah.
Some did it from the kindness of their heart or, you know, whatever reason. I'm not sure why they did it. But I got a page called Mayor Boss. Right. He had 5 million followers.
Mayor?
M-A-Y-O-R space B-O-S-S.
Mayor Boss.
So he's going to get an influx of messages now. And okay. for some reason, on 1,000 likes, I got a message from him a month later, and he said, yeah, bro, got you. And I'm like, what? And then I look at my pages, and I'm refreshing, and they're just bombing up the likes on my page.
Because he shared
one of my videos. It got reshared, and when something gets reshared on Facebook, the traffic will just come back in because your video will appear on the newsfeed with the like button next to it, right? So I went from 1,000 to 7,000 likes overnight, and that was really what gave me the momentum.
You're
I was like,
oh, when people share my videos, yeah, then it's exactly gonna help grow it faster.
Exactly, and I thought I'd made it. I was like, Mom, I'm done with the university. That's out. It. See you later, guys. yeah. And then the grind continued, and then there was there were some big pages on Facebook that run apps in the background, right? So I've got a good friend who runs a page called Fortify, right? And they run the app Color Switch. Color Switch has been on the top 10 in the app store for the last year, pretty much, kind of moving off occasionally, but it's top 10. Yeah. You know, making a lot of money from the ad revenue. It's on the, you know, it's like number 6 or something on the free. Anyway, their business model is they get influencers who are small on Facebook or on social media to make them a video that involves their game. And in return, they get a tag. So, you know, if you're a big page, and Fortify has 10 million followers.
Sure.
Right? So it's big page, right? They're like a viral sharing page. But so you're an influencer, I'm Fortify. I say to you, you know, can you make me a video? And in return, I'll give you a share. I'll give you a tag. So that means when the video goes viral, they're on
your
my page.
Your page will be tagged.
Exactly. So then I start getting traffic from that. And also, maybe down the line, if you need some help with a share, later down the line, I'm going to do that for you. So I made him a ton of videos, right? I started getting followers just off the tag because I had a big page using my content.
Right.
And then at the same time, I was making my own content. And then one day, this was actually the first truly viral video. February the 14th, 2016, I made this video.
At 6:01 p.m.
It was probably about 2:30 p.m. I remember
he knows exactly.
I remember it because it changed my life. Because I went from a small-time influencer. I went from 60,000 likes to 500,000 likes overnight, right?
Celebrity in a moment.
Dude, it was nuts. And people were hitting me up from all around the world. Let's just backtrack to it. So yes. Made this video, right? And I had earned a share from a powerful page. Now, to get a viral video online in any aspect, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc., you've got to have good content and good distribution, right? To start with. Now that I've built, you know, 10 million followers, I don't necessarily need people to like, help me out because I've got my own audience. They're going
your
to share
distribution.
It. Exactly. Well, it's still under Facebook, but you know, more so than someone with no followers. Yeah. But it's very important to consider. So the point is, I had a great viral video, proven by the fact it got reshared so many times. But I had a great video that was obviously had viral potential. Posted it on my page. It was doing really well. And then I hit up my share. I hit up Fortify. I said, "Hey, bro,
can you share this?
Can you give me a share?" Yeah,
I've got my credit. I want you to share this one.
This is the one. And
how many views did you have before he shared?
It's like a couple of thousand.
Yeah, oh, so it wasn't even that viral yet. But
like
you 10, knew
10,000. Yeah, it had like 100 shares. I was like, whoa, 100 shares.
But
like
you were like,
hour.
Okay, it's got something.
I mean,
for your audience size, you're like, oh, that's more than like 20, which I normally get.
Exactly.
Got it. So you're like, okay, this is the one.
Yeah, this is the one. So anyway, so I posted. So I got him to share it. And it was just mayhem for the I did not sleep for like 36 hours.
Refresh.
I was just refresh. And I was just watching. I was every time I'd refresh my likes, I would go up like 100, 200 likes and pop. Like it was insane. And this video was trending. So I ended up getting like over 500,000 shares. And then the next day. Like,
how many views did it get?
I think it got like 76 million views, something like that.
And the most you ever got before then was?
I mean, 100,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah. But it basically led me.
Shows you the power of distribution.
Right, exactly.
And because having a viral video on its own or a great piece of content on its own is not going to get the views unless you have some help with distribution, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's different on Facebook to YouTube. YouTube, the algorithm can pick it up, or Reddit can pick it up. But on Facebook, the barriers to entry are much lower. So if you can find someone, so if people who are watching this might be thinking, right, how can I create my own viral video for my product or for myself? If you can find a page that is willing to share your content, whether for a fee or for free, or you can do some type of favor in return, like exactly, I've done all three, then you can take that video and potentially make it go viral, but you need to have good content. And that is what most people miss. They miss either good content or good distribution, as you mentioned at the beginning.
So if you're someone like me, I don't know if you've seen some of my stuff. It's mostly inspirational interviews, inspiring people,
right.
Moments, messages, you know, 2 to 3 minutes kind of inspirational words, right. Speeches type of stuff.
Right.
How could someone like myself continue to not even just grow, but like take it to a 100x different level? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, there's other pages like Goalcast and other pages that do this with videos. They're just taking like 2 minute clips of Arnold Schwarzenegger and then creating like a little viral video, and they've figured out how to do it. But what would you recommend for someone like me or
I guess
really just anyone? You know what I mean? Anyone in any space of business or industry.
Right. Well,
because they might say, well, he's a magician, so it's like a cool thing to watch. And I'm like, you know, an entrepreneur that just sells insurance, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's I understand what you're saying. Well, look, what I would say is that when you're looking on your newsfeed, things are going viral from all walks of life, whether it's inspirational talks to, you know, to asking for, cancer research donations, to puppies, to magic tricks, to social experiments, to, you know, health awareness, everything in its different formats.
True. Political business. Stuff, everything.
Exactly. Right. So people that say, oh, you're a magician. You know, it's not even true because most magicians don't go viral. I mean, I think I'm the only. Really, the only really, really, really viral magician. I've got a few friends that are doing social media really well, but I'm definitely the one that's consistently making viral videos. So I wouldn't for magic. So I wouldn't say that. Oh, you're a magician. That makes much difference.
Because a lot of magicians that can't get any views.
Exactly. But I mean, there are a few great guys. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But what I would say is, there is a formula to going viral. Okay, particularly on Facebook, right? And the formula is to remember. Okay, that on Facebook, people are just scrolling. They scroll. So you got to catch them. Right? On YouTube, it's a different story. YouTube is about long form content. It's about fan base, right? Facebook is about virality. It's about sharing. It's about something exploding on the internet, right? So you got to remember, YouTube and Facebook are very different. They're both powerful. So what I would say is that for my YouTube audience, you know, I've got a more, and my Instagram audience, I've got a more loyal fan base that understand what I'm up to in life. With Facebook, it's just about viral. You know, if you can smash 100 million views on a video, you can build a huge audience, and from that, you can target ads. You can build a business. You know, get exposure. You can potentially, you know, start to get loads of emails from building your brand. But let me answer your question. So on Facebook, people are scrolling. You need to catch their attention. So forget about a long introduction, right? The first 3 seconds are crucial. So if I was in your position, right? Let me say in my position, I've just released a video on Facebook called Miami Reacts to Magic. It's on about 3.5 million views in 3 hours. And the first 3 seconds of that video, something really interesting is happening. It's like, bang, magic trick. Someone freaks out, right? So it's catchy.
First 3 seconds. So you got that formula down. You know, okay, here's the moment.
Exactly.
Putting that
exactly.
First.
Yeah. And to put that into your position, say you were going to do an inspirational talk on how to build a business. For me, if I was in your position, which is a similar thing to what Gary Vaynerchuk has done. Some of his videos have had 20, 30, 50 million views on Facebook.
Yeah.
He starts with something interesting. So he'll ask you a question, you know, so it might be, you know, the first 3 seconds might be, so what do you want in life? That could be an example, you know, or it could be like, okay, when you die, what are you going to regret? Just something that brings people in, right? So that's what I would say. Have a snappy introduction.
Evoking question.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be a question, but just think to yourself, are people going to find this interesting?
Yes.
Because I've seen the difference between putting a boring introduction and an interesting introduction, and it can lead to the difference of millions of views.
Right.
Because if people click off straight away, you're going to have way less people who are going to share that video. It's going to go way less viral.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the first part.
Yeah, first part. So forget these long introductions. It's not a YouTube video. People don't know who you are. You're talking to people that some of them may have no idea who you are.
Right.
Especially when it gets reshared onto some random person's timeline in the Philippines.
Yes.
You know, and they just want to see something in action.
Yes.
Right. Second thing, right, make sure that what the content you're making is comment. People want to tag their friends. Right. So if you're doing something inspirational, you want to create the type of content that people want to tag their friends. So whether it's funny or emotionally eliciting or it's cute, right? It's very important that you're creating format that people want to tag their friends, because that's what you know, Facebook is all about, and Instagram as well. It's
right.
About people tagging their friends, making each other aware. The most viral videos in the world are the ones where people are tagging their friends, and, you know, shareable videos, which is inherent to the video being viral.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's the next thing.
Yeah.
Is there another element?
Oh, there's having, I think, clickbait, having a clickbait thumbnail.
Having an image. Do you always have an image thumbnail on Facebook as well?
Yeah, I actually take it separately. Yeah, I take it separately.
Separate image.
Yeah.
You upload it with the video. Yeah. You can make a thumbnail in Facebook videos. Right. Is that the deal?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. I subtitle everything. On Facebook, 70% of people sometimes
don't turn on the sound.
Right, because they're at work. They're scrolling. You know, there's no sound. So I subtitle everything manually. I know Facebook have like an auto subtitle, but I don't even bother with that. I just subtitle it manually, make it crystal clear. You want to make your content crystal clear. Where some videos lack is there is a lack of clarity. So maybe 15 seconds to 19 seconds, there's something happens. It's not
confusion.
Very not, exactly. Exactly. And then there's no easier place to exit than the internet. You just carry on scrolling or you click off.
I'm lost. Gone.
Exactly.
So it's got to be crystal clear throughout the entire thing. Right. What's the duration, the length that you found is the best length for something to be shared?
Yeah. So if we're talking Facebook, I guess right now we're on the Facebook topic. I'd say between 1 and 2 minutes. Facebook are pushing longer form content. So if you can make a 2-3 minute video that's viral, that's a great video, then so be it. But 6-second videos don't really seem to do. If you look at your feed now, there's not really many 6-second videos anymore, are they? Because on the algorithm, Facebook are pushing long form content the same way they're introducing new TV shows and they're introducing monetization for videos over a minute and a half. They're introducing this
putting an ad in the halfway. Yeah,
exactly. That's being introduced.
Yes.
I think
so. A minute to 2 minutes, and if you can extend it to 3 or 4, and still keep it interesting and good edits and subtitles crystal clear.
Definitely.
And unique or thought-provoking, then you can kind of stretch it to 3 or 4,
right,
it sounds like.
Right. I try and keep them between 2 and 3 minutes because I know that that's going to reach most of my audience because it's a longer form video, so it's going to show better on the algorithm.
When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
And then what about the end of a video? We talked about the beginning, the middle. What about the end?
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a twist. All right, so if you look at the most viral videos on the planet, with the Viners or even with my video. So the video that got 135 or whatever it is, 133 million views from May, there was a funny twist at the end, which is where I steal the guy's girlfriend with a magic trick. And it was more of a sketch than an actual trick.
Yes.
But people tagged the hell
out
of
the grandparents, right? Is that,
It was with
the older lady and the older guy running after you in Rome.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. The video, it was called How to Impress a Girl with a Magic Trick.
Yes.
And the final clip was that I make a lollipop appear from fire.
Yes.
And then she give me a kiss on the cheek. And then the very final clip is me walking off with her and her husband running after me shouting, "Hey, that's my wife."
Yes.
Cut.
Yes.
People, it's just funny.
Yeah.
People want to share. I mean, that video has over 1 million shares.
Crazy.
Yeah. And right now it's getting shares, probably about 50 to 100 shares a minute right this very second.
Still. Months later.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still going viral, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you always have a twist at the end then?
Not every time.
If you know that's the thing that does it.
Yeah, well, look, it's difficult to come up with twists.
Yeah.
I mean, the video I've released.
Logan talked about this though too when I had him on. He was like always having like a double... joke in the joke. And in a six, when he was talking about vining back in the day, he was like, something about he didn't slip on the banana peel and then he did a backflip. It's like a whole joke yeah, type yeah, of thing, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. bringing it full circle or
yeah.
whatever. So
yeah. you've got to think about what people want to share. If you can, they watch a great video, they've enjoyed it. Oh, this is cool. You know, and then something happens that brings them to the next level of emotion. They're going to share that.
Yeah.
Right, or much more chance they're going to share it than if it kind of goes up and then it goes down, you know, because if it goes down, then people go, oh, that's kind of funny. Move on.
Yeah.
You know, you want to keep the excitement high, you know, and then you can kind of like bump up and down, but you want to make the ending great. You know, so if you look at my last video that I posted last week or the video that I posted today with Miami, the ending, it's not a twist, but it's a great trick. Everyone's freaking out, high energy, bang, finish.
Mm.
So
it should get a lot of virality from it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's got 20,000 shares since I posted it a couple hours ago.
How many times are you posting a week right now?
Posting once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the format too? If you post too much every day or every week, is it too much? Or
I would say it
just takes time for you to kind of develop a great video now.
Yeah, well, I'm focusing on other things as well. So, yeah. I mean, I'm doing like corporate appearances. I've got production meetings, which my agent has sorted out in LA. Mm-hmm. So I've been in LA the last couple of weeks for some kind of stuff in that area.
Yeah.
But I don't need to be quantity. I don't need to post 3-4 videos a week. I'm going to get burnt out. You know, I think with Facebook, it's about viral. So as long as I'm smashing a 50 million view
people
video.
People are still seeing the video everywhere. It's like,
yeah,
it's,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't need to create new content.
Exactly. Yeah. And if I take every, you got to treat every platform differently. So Facebook, the great thing about it is if I don't post for 2 months, well, I'm not going to fizzle out. I've seen some YouTube channels.
You've got to keep it up consistently.
I've seen some big YouTube channels.
Miss a month? Dead.
It's dead
to the world.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Spend years of your life building a relationship and then
gone.
Oh, I'm just burnt out. I need a break.
Right.
Too bad.
Right. Which
you've lost people.
Right. Right. Which is why it's so important.
Heartbreaking.
It is. I would feel so sad if that happened to me. Fortunately, I'm diversifying my audience. So I've
Smart.
Got, you know, 1.5 million on Instagram. I've got a big Snapchat audience, about 250,000 daily Snapchat viewers. So I am moving them around, and I'm doing it. You know,
smart.
Yeah,
you have to. One platform shuts you down for whatever reason. Yeah. It's like, oh,
exactly.
You want to be able to spread it out.
Yeah, one thing I've learned is you can't trust the social media platform. No. And they're not working for me. You know, yeah. I mean, Facebook's a data company. I mean, I'm helping them.
Yeah.
You know, they're helping me, but you know, they're certainly not looking out for me.
No.
It's not like YouTube. You know, YouTube has a more community spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is about viral, you know, trends. It's fast moving.
Yeah.
You know, but the benefit of the fast moving elements is that, you know, I can not post for a month and a half, and then if I post an amazing video later, it will go viral.
Yeah.
I don't give 6 weeks off generally. But I'll try and post once a week. So, and then every time I post a viral video, my Instagram will fly up. You know, my other socials will fly up.
Everything, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So,
are you always doing new tricks as well, or do you repeat some of the tricks from your videos from previous? Does it matter?
Yeah, generally I do new stuff.
New stuff. Yeah.
There's so much out there in the magic world. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. There's probably like 1,000 tricks you could do with a dollar bill.
It's,
you know what
it's,
I mean?
It's, I like, mean, yeah, that pack of cards over there, I can entertain people for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so, and that's just a pack of cards. Coin, same thing. There's millions of gimmicks. There's different jokes on the same.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other elements to a viral video that you think people should know about for Facebook?
I don't think so.
Those are the main things.
Just keep it snappy. Remember, Just to get dive straight into it. Don't bother with introducing yourself and all that jazz.
Right.
You stole my cards.
Magically appeared.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah. What's your vision? I mean, it's been a year and a half essentially since you've kind of gone from a nobody to having this recognition. Like even when you came into the building, the doorman was like, "Hey, aren't you Julius from Facebook?"
Yeah.
You know, people are recognizing you all over the place. You've done events with. Is this correct? You did events with Nelson Mandela and Kelly Rowland's birthday and One Direction and Russell Brand and all these other people. You've done different appearances for them.
Yeah.
What's it like for you now? Again, a year and a half ago in school.
Yeah.
You graduated.
Yeah.
Graduated. And now all of a sudden, essentially kind of like overnight, you're getting this recognition.
Yeah.
How is that? How are you staying humble, grounded?
Yeah.
Are you letting it get to your head? Is your ego bigger than your hair right now?
My hair's pretty big.
I know.
It's the Jufro, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How are you managing it? Are you keeping good people around you or people that are more like building you up too much?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, look, this is a business, I'm having a great time. I'm loving life. I'm making a sustainable income that's allowing me to travel, create viral videos.
Yeah.
But this is my life, right? And this is, I don't see this as just like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm getting people DMing me on Instagram, right? This is like, it's all about, you know, keep seeing this as a business. So I have a business model, right? And I have a way in which I deal with this. So I've got, so for example, at the end of every, so let me tell you like I've kind of the way I've broken it down, right? Mm-hmm. So I've got the viral videos, right, which correlates to the ad revenue,
yes.
Right? Which this is the way a lot of the YouTubers and other social media stars will see it. So you've got the ad revenue, right, which is one aspect of the business model. You've got the live shows, live touring, which is something I'm really excited about. So at the end of every video, I'll say, tell me where to go next, right, and then I'll get thousands of people commenting, coming to Florida, come to Fort Lauderdale, come to Australia, and that creates people in their mind, they're thinking about me coming to their city, right, and I'm excited.
You're seeding a tour.
Exactly. Yes. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing, and I'm excited because I don't think there's anyone in the world as a magician that's constantly weekly creating viral magic videos that have that kind of message, which is like, I'm coming to this city, I'm coming to that city. I think it is unique.
It is, yeah.
Right. So I'm very excited for live. So live touring, ad revenue, which is kind of along YouTube and Facebook. Facebook is monetized now, so that's important as well. Brand deals. So as my profile builds, as I get more Instagram followers, more Facebook followers, as my identity builds, as I do more celebrity collaborations, that's really important. Yeah. I've got the corporate side of things, so doing corporate speaking, at kind of high profile events, and then there's merch, and I guess also kind of slightly similar to that is book deals. So these are all things, and also live performance as well. So, you know, whether it's like a, you know, Nelson Mandela's birthday party, whatever it is, but that's a little bit similar to corporate events. But sure. So those are kind of the areas of focus,
right?
So really the way I look at it is just to try and work on all those areas. So, you know, I've got an agent and a manager that are, you know, helpful, but I'm certainly the one driving
it all. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I could sit around and
wait, know. But they're not going to do anything. Yeah.
I mean, one thing I've learned is people generally aren't going to do things for you.
Yeah,
that's you know, you the number of friends I've got in Los Angeles who are like, bro, I just need a good manager, and you know, I've said it as well. I'm like,
manager's not going to do anything for you. You've got to be driving it, then they can kind of help support and help make decisions and negotiate.
Yeah.
But you can't expect to be like, I'm talented, a manager's going to like pick me up and just like make millions.
Yeah,
it's just not gonna happen.
Exactly. And that's it. And that's why it's important to remain extremely proactive, to expect nothing from people.
Yes.
To surround yourself with as many good people as you can. That's so important. If you're around good energy, like my buddy over there, who could come with me, Danny, shout out. You know, just good energy, people that push you outside your comfort zone. That's really important. And to remain current.
Current.
And I made a video last week in New York, you know, that went viral, and you know, all of a sudden I get a message from MTV. So I had a meeting with them this morning about potentially developing something, and that's happened multiple times with different news outlets and, you know, messages to come to India to perform at big events and all this type of thing, and the Grand Prix in a few months. So just for me, the most important thing is to stay hot, to and then to kind of focus on those areas of the business model, and then hopefully to leverage that, you know, into the TV stuff, into the live stuff, into developing my brand further.
What's the vision for you, I guess, in the next few years then?
I guess that's it. It's to really, like, I'm having a great time.
Yeah,
in life.
You're 23, you're just getting started.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm hitting new cities.
When I was 23, I didn't even know like anything. You know, I was just like, what do I do?
You know? Well, you seem to be doing great as well.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
The school of, you run the school of greatness. You're great.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go.
But 23, you've done so much, and you've got, you know, so much has got to change over the next 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, 2 years, a lot's going to change. 5 years, 10 years, it's going to be a completely different life for you, different experience. You're going to learn so much. You're going to probably make a ton of mistakes.
Yeah,
because you're going to take a lot of risk right now, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
and the stuff you think is going to work may not. It Definitely. Might, and stuff that you're like, oh, we were just doing this for fun, is going to blow up.
Definitely.
You never know.
Definitely.
But if you could have it your way with your clearest vision in the next 3 to 5 years, where do you think you'd want to be?
Yeah, right. So it's a great question. Think about it all the time. I want to build my brand on all the platforms. Right now, social media is power.
It is.
Right. I mean, currency. I mean, I did a collaboration last night with a big YouTuber called David Dobrik, and he's not paying me. You know, I'm not paying him. Right. The currency is social media promotion. So in the next 6 to 12 months, I want to keep pushing these viral videos across my platforms. I want to get to 15, 20 million followers on Facebook.
Huge.
Yeah, I mean, now every video I'm posting is bumping me up about 500,000 likes. So, I mean, I could, I don't know if I should, you know, but if I refresh on my Facebook
page
right now,
going, yeah,
just constantly flick up every, you know, 50 likes. So, so keep building my viral Facebook videos that are getting me kind of worldwide recognition. Focus on my YouTube audience, which is, you know, the vlogging, the more personal audience, and then use that content to build my brand, to get more, to kind of get the celebrity collabs in the next, you know, couple of months. Drake followed me the other day on Instagram. You know, we had a little chit chat, so maybe do some stuff with him. Do some stuff with, I did some magic with Tiger the other day at an event. But just build, you know, become more mainstream, I guess is the point there.
Yeah.
Have a TV show that's based around my brand, my travel, my kind of pranky magic type brand, and then just to build the Julius Dean brand over the next couple of years, and to position myself as the leading, fresh, pioneering kind of social media, came from social media magician and / personality. But it's going to take a lot of grind. I'm happy that I'm, you know, a few of the footsteps in, but it's going to take a lot of work to really move off social media to the mainstream. And I think that's that. And the great thing,
challenge.
Exactly.
Not many social media celebrities or influencers have done that.
Yeah.
I don't know actually many. They've got their social media fame.
Yeah.
But they haven't converted into mainstream fame.
Yeah.
Whether it be kind of the acting world or like the credible magician world or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know of any? Who's really been able to translate it to be like, oh, they're accepted within that space and that industry as like someone credible.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Not really.
The YouTubers, you got Lindsay Sterling maybe as like a violin YouTuber who's like now selling out arenas.
Yeah.
But she's a great performer and a great musician. Yeah, but do you know any other?
Not really, no. But it's still very new.
But they don't need to.
I can't remember their names. But there is a YouTube channel that got picked up and became like a TV show.
Mm.
I can't remember their name. But I'm not worried. Mm. You know, I'm not. One thing I've we were speaking about this the other day when we were hanging out is just not to focus too much on other people.
Yeah.
Right. Because they're on their journeys and I'm on my journey. As far as I'm concerned, I'm doing something right. You know, I'm building my brand. And as we spoke about at the beginning of this podcast, magic touches people. It gets right into their mind. So and I'm in the habit of getting outside my comfort zone as much as possible. So when I go to an event, when I was at the event the other day with Tiger, you know, ran straight up to him. I was like, hey, let me show you some magic. You know, we got it on video, you know, cool little bit. But just it's about the offline and the online. So, you know, and that's what's important for me. So I'm not thinking about other people. Can they get to can they make it to the mainstream? I think I can. And I think it's just about the right strategy, keep pumping those viral videos, and then the offline approach, which is celebrity collabs, building up a fantastic live tour where I'll go and see all those fans in different cities and do something fantastic where I have a show. And then I think off the back of that, it's just about brand building.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Doing shows like this.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
What do you think's missing, or what do you think is going to be your biggest challenge in order to make this happen?
Yeah. Good question. Biggest challenge. I think I'm building my team.
Finding the right people,
making sure.
Team is everything.
I mean, Dynamo, friend of mine, he's got a fantastic manager, right? And he was with him on the journey from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
so he got it. He understood the whole process.
He had great magic team, right? You know, a guy called Tom, a guy called Harry. Yeah, he's got a fantastic team, right? And if you look at any of the big social media stars and the mainstream stars as well, you know, they're only as good as their team.
Mm-hmm.
So my challenge in the upcoming months is to build a fantastic team, whether it's on the creative, the vlogging, the videography side of things. I mean, I've already got some fantastic people. I've got a great magic consultant. I've got a great like creative director who, you know, I can bounce ideas off. I've got a good editor as well. But just about, you know, being the glue to that team, because I'm effectively a CEO of this team.
Right.
And it's about keeping it together and then going on the journey up.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I like it, man. And how's your family supporting this now? You know, now so much has changed for the last year and a half. Are they supportive? And are you the only child? Or
No, I've got two sisters, Asha, Tara, my little brother, Jonas.
Two older sisters?
One older sister, one younger sister, and a little brother.
Got it. And they all supportive?
Yeah, they're great. Great family. My dad still doesn't know what Twitter is.
Right.
So I still struggle explaining to him that this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
You know, but I they're very supportive. They know at the very least, they know that I'm funding my own lifestyle.
Yeah.
So they're not giving me any money.
Sure.
And they haven't given me any money. I mean, they've obviously helped my life.
Right.
But, I mean, right now I'm running a business. Yeah. And this is my lifestyle and everyone I bring into it, my people that come on my travels, the people that help me with the videos, you know, that's all funded by me. Mm. And they know that and they see the viral video. My mum sees the viral videos as well. And she understands.
And when her friends are like, oh, your child is doing something funny or liked it, then it gives her some...
Exactly.
Some joy, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're proud of me.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I'm very lucky to have my family who are very supportive of what I do.
Yeah.
So my dad always said to me, he always said, you know, just do what makes you happy. Even the other day, I rang him up. I'm like, Dad, I'm thinking about moving to America. You know, it's just such a great place. And he was a little bit sad on the phone, but he just said, you know what, you know, this is your life. You know, you decide what you want to do. And, you know, I'm very lucky to have that.
Yeah. Are you going to move here?
That's a good question. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
That'd be fun. <Yeah.
laughs> It might happen. I'm thinking about it.
Or at least coming here like every couple months for a month, you know, at least being here. I feel like everyone if you want to blow up in social media and continue to grow, you've got to be coming to LA for parts of the year.
I agree with you.
To have the relevancy, the connection, the influencers. Yeah. There's so much happening here. It's the center of the universe in that space.
Right. And coming from London, I mean, the number of times I've heard the word follower in my time in LA is unbelievable. Like in London, people don't get it, right? I mean, even like videographers, like and camera and photographers, right? So in LA, in London, you know, I'm looking for a good cameraman. You know, I'll get the people will quote me fees, which is understandable, right? In LA, right. I'll put one hashtag, you know, whatever LA or something. I'll get people messaging me all day on Instagram. Hey, can we do collab? And that's the culture. Social media followers equals currency, you know, and it's great to be in a city where people are really
get it
exactly.
Yeah.
Range Rover Sport leads by example. Picture this: assertive on-road performance meets commanding all-terrain capability. That's the third generation Range Rover Sport, which is the most desirable, advanced, and dynamically capable one yet. This vehicle redefines sporting luxury, offering an instinctive drive with engaging on-road dynamics and effortless composure. Now available in sleek, new Stealth Pack, Carpathian gray exterior wrapped in satin protective film with black accents and black brake calipers. Inside the Range Rover Sport, advanced cabin technology like active noise cancellation and cabin air purification offer new levels of comfort and refinement. And let's not forget about the award-winning Pivi Pro infotainment system. Enjoy a dynamic drive and total comfort with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Wow, that's like a spa day while on the go. Design your Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LEWIS.
What does magic mean to you?
What does magic mean to me? That's a good question. Well, it's magic is my language. I'd say it's my way of going into a room, a stuffy room full of, you know, high profile CEOs or, you know, a fashion event or, you know, even at a nightclub, you know, a bar, I whip out a pack of cards, do some mind blowing stuff. People, their comfort zone, you know, they just become little kids again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my language. You know, whenever I leave the house, I'll carry some type of trick on me. I think that's why people fall in love with magic and become magicians, because they can relate to people and talk to people in a way that's, you know, very unique.
I think it's a way of, you can connect to someone in such a powerful way that most people can't do without magic.
Yeah.
It takes more of a time to build a relationship and connect. But you can connect in, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Blow someone's mind.
Especially when people think you're getting in their mind.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
If you're thinking right now that I'm in your mind, you're going to treat me very differently.
Yeah.
If I'm
level of respect, you're like, yeah, watch your back.
Might reveal some stuff on the podcast. Exactly. Although you've got the editing controller, so probably not.
Exactly. I like it, man. I'm excited for you. It's been really cool to get to know you over the last, you know, this week, and I'm excited for your future. I think it's going to be amazing. A couple final questions for you. This one's called The Three Truths. It's what I ask all my guests at the end. And imagine it's your last day 100 years from now because you have this magic trick that extends your life and you live a lot longer than most people. And you've achieved everything you want in your life.
Yeah.
Every dream you've ever wanted, it's happened. Yeah. And then some.
Yeah.
You had the life of your dreams, and everyone else around you did as well.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, all the content you ever created was erased.
Yeah.
No one had access to any videos or anything that you'd ever done, books, whatever you decided to do. But you have a piece of paper and a pen to write down the three lessons, the three truths that you know about your experience, of everything you've learned, and that's all that the world would have left of Julius.
Yeah.
What would you write down as the three truths that you would share with the world?
The three truths. So, okay. So it's actually funny because I can take out my phone. I've got like a list of quotes I abide by.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah. One of them is, be happy for this moment. This moment is your life. So people watching this, everyone is in different situations. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will hit me up. They'll be like, oh, you're doing so well. You've got millions of followers. It's funny because right now, being in the heart of La La Land, all you're looking at is the other influencers and the other people that have got 5 million followers, who've got 15 million Facebook followers. And I've realized that it's going to be difficult to be happy permanently if you're competitive. So I think the first thing is just to be happy for this moment. This moment is your life, to try and enjoy now, because, you know, this is your life. This is all, you know, if it's not how you want it to be, then that's a shame, but you mm-hmm. just have to, you know, you can't just spend your life looking, being miserable about mm-hmm. it. You have to try and enjoy what is on the table rather than what isn't.
Right. Okay, that's the first one.
Well, can I look? Can I take a look?
Or yeah, go ahead.
Just want to see. Here we go.
Go ahead. He's bringing you.
Yeah. So, I think it, I don't know, it's not on there anyway. Whatever. I would say, what my second one? I would say, right, so this is something I live by. It's important. And I would say, just paleo is so great.
Paleo?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not, this, my phone actually doesn't have the quotes now. All right, but it's fine, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Paleo. I just think that, I mean, I was eating really unhealthy. Mm. Eating like a lot of carbs. And then I just started eating paleo and I just felt so much better. And lifting weights. That was so great.
So taking care of your health,
sounds like. Yeah, yeah, but I cut out all carbs. This is kind of, it sounds a bit weird, but I literally, this was actually when I was at the peak of my viral video making. Mm. Not even, the peak of my video making, when I was just making as much content. I was a production machine with no followers. And I was just going to the gym every day, lifting weights, so important, because you just feel so creative and you just. And then just cutting out carbs, right? Yeah. And just all processed food. I mean, that's so important. And after I had my viral video that went crazy viral, I started eating carbs again, and you just feel like bloated, you know. But then you just cut out carbs. You try to go to the gym as much as possible. Just life is better. You just feel like you're living. You're just more energized. You see the vision. You know, you get more excited. So that's the second thing I would say. If I was, and then
the third truth.
Yeah, the third truth.
Or lesson to live by.
Lesson to live by. I'd say I mean, I've got this friend called Evan Berger, shout out Evan. And when I met this guy, he wrote down every day, right, what he would do to get outside his comfort zone. Mm. And he is just a fantastic human being, right? Because that was his life. His life was not to stay in a shell, and to always do things that can get outside your comfort zone. Right, so like even me right now, I'm creating a magic product. Right, I'm like, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? And you know, I'm creating this product, and you know, it's going to be a course. And some magicians might go, oh, you know, Julius Dean is revealing tricks, but I'm getting outside my comfort zone by creating this course. And I would say that, you know, same with starting social media and started making videos, especially in the UK where the culture isn't as supportive. It's far more reserved in London.
Yeah.
People kind of, you know, frown at you a lot more when you're walking down the streets, whereas in LA, everyone's super hyper happy for whatever it is you're doing. Oh, you're homeless? Fantastic. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I would say that that was kind of what got me started, just to get outside my comfort zone, to do what other people don't usually do, you know, it's to do kind of ridiculous snake pranks and to go doing magic on pretty girls. You know, people didn't look at it positively at first. People were like, what is this guy doing? But once you achieve some form of success, then people will start to look at you a different way. But I think whatever aspect it is of your life, I think it's really important to try and get outside your comfort zone as much as you can every day, because, you know, whether it's talking to a pretty girl or approaching a CEO or sending that email, you just do it. Once you do it, you never regret it.
Yeah. I like those, man.
Thank you.
Well, before I ask the final question and tell people where to follow you, I want to acknowledge you for a moment, Julius, for your fun-loving nature.
Thank you.
I think the world needs more joy, more humor, more magic. And you bring that magic to people's lives, even if it's for a moment when they're watching a video on Facebook. You know, you bring someone who's driving a truck all day, like a little bit of joy to their life. And we need more of that in our lives to be happier, to live healthier, and to get out of our comfort zone.
Thank you.
Which what are your three truths are. So I want to acknowledge you for being a young gun who's just going after your dreams and trying to have fun along the way. I think it's a great example that a lot of other young people and older people should follow, is doing things they love. So I want to acknowledge you for that, man. Before I ask the final question, where should we connect with you online? Where can they learn more about the magic product,
that you're doing? Sure. So, best one, Instagram. Instagram, at Julius Deen, JULIUSDEIN.
Okay.
And then get me on there. But I've got Facebook page. Facebook, but that's, you know, I'm all good with that. You know?
Yeah, you're trying to grow the Instagram. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I went up 40,000 likes this morning on Facebook.
Wow.
So it's just, once you hit a certain level, it's just natural now. But I'm really focusing on Instagram. Being in LA has reminded me how powerful Instagram
is. It's huge, man. It's huge.
Yeah.
And do you have a website too where we can follow you for future tour stuff or anything like that?
Yeah, we've got www.juliusdeen.com, but you know, that's more my socials at the moment.
Got it.
But, yeah.
So follow you on social media, you'll learn everything about what
it's
going
to be, and you'll be targeted with ads.
But you will be. No, I'm just kidding. Watch a video.
Watch 95% of a video to be targeted with the magic product.
Sorry. And we were having a conversation about this before.
Yeah,
about,
yeah.
So.
And if you watch 50% of the ads, you're going to be retargeted for the next 3 months.
So check them out. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on. My final question for you is, what's your definition of greatness?
Definition of greatness, I think, comes back to getting outside your comfort zone and to not being a sheep in the crowd, and to have an instinct in your body or in your mind, and to swallowing your insecurity and just to getting out and doing whatever it is. And whether you succeed or whether you fail, as long as you grow as a person, that's the most important thing. Because when you get outside your comfort zone, you feel alive.
Mm-hmm. The fun-loving, real-world Harry Potter. Julius Deen, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Great to meet you. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this one, my friends. I loved connecting with Julius. I think he's got a powerful perspective. Again, a young guy who is... worked hard for a couple of years to figure out how to get these videos to go viral and grow an audience. He's done something very specific. Mastered a craft of learning magic, and was doing that for a long time. Then said, hey, how can I get my craft, my art form, my skill to reach millions of people around the world? Then he perfected this art. So I hope you enjoyed this. Make sure to take a screenshot of the podcast and tag at Julius Deen and at Lewis Howes over on Instagram. And let me know what you thought. It's lewishouse.com/523. So have your friends swipe up on your Instagram story to listen to the episode. And also check out the full video interview back at the show notes at lewishouse.com/523. Again, we do not need magic to transform our world. We carry all the power we need inside of ourselves already, said J.K. Rowling, because we are magical. We have magic within us. Bring it out. Bring it alive in your craft, in your business, in your art form, in your sport, in your music, whatever it is. Bring it alive to the world. Share it with the world. Use the things that we talked about today on how you can spread your message to the world and attract people interested in who you are, what you do, and the gifts you can bring to the world. I love you very much, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.